It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman every night right after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM, filling in for Tim Conway Jr. on this first show of 2008. Sam Phillips is here.
Slammin' Sammy Phillips.
Yeah, slammin' Sammy. I have to say this on the air because Tim and I have a rule. It all has to be done on the air because it's easier. It's actually more comfortable to do it on the air than off the air.
Okay. I'm scared.
No, don't be scared. It's going to take 2 seconds. Oh. Randy Wang is a great guy, and he does great work and helps us out, and we love him. But Randy.
Yes, Brian?
Well, our listeners have seen you on the website, conwayandwhitman.com.
How come I'm not on that website?
You'll get on the website.
Okay. Brian's not even on the website.
I am on the website.
There's a photo of you on the website.
Jesus Christ. You know what? You guys tell me when you're ready for me.
We're ready.
Randy, how much do you weigh about, my brother?
245.
All right. Okay. So you're about, you're almost 250.
How much do you weigh?
About 220.
Mm. Yeah. 245 to 220.
I was 217 the last time I got on that scale. I think I'm a little heavier. Holidays, I like to eat chocolates. All right. So at 245, here's what you have to stop doing for the last year you've been doing it.
For the love of God.
And for the love of the sweet baby Jesus. Whose birthday I celebrated in church, I might add, in church, singing hymns, beautiful. It brought me back to my childhood. I started to cry a little bit.
No.
I actually did in church. I got misty with the hymns, yeah. Wow. Anyway, Randy. You have got to stop blocking openings and exits.
You're such a nut.
No, because listen to me.
No, he hovers in doorways.
Right. You hover in doorways.
And he's big.
And whenever I turn around, you're there. So, and you stand in the doorway and you continue conversations in the doorway. And here's the problem. If there's an earthquake, I don't want to die in this effing building. You have to keep it fluid. I'm not feng shui or anything, but keep it fluid. Keep it. Don't hang.
But if there's an earthquake, isn't the safest place to be in the doorway?
But you have to let people get out of the room.
You gotta let me get the F out of the room.
I can't move.
Don't haunt.
I'm not an effing blob. I could walk 2 steps over and get out of the doorway.
Start doing that. Because every time I turn around, there's a door 3/4 open and you're standing.
You act like there's a giant rock in the doorway. I'm just standing there.
Like,
I can move.
You're backlit, dude.
You present yourself like a giant rock in the doorway. This is what I'm telling you. So
you're just paranoid.
I don't want to die in a fire or an earthquake. And if I, God damn it.
I would never let you die.
Oh, God love you. If I called the fire marshal and got him in here and he observed your behavior.
You'd be in trouble.
You'd be cited for blocking passages and making it more likely.
Then call the fire marshal. It's not that big of a deal. I just stand in the doorway sometimes when I'm trying to talk to you or
Tim. I think
there
should be a time limit that he should stand.
I have stood behind you for 90 seconds waiting to get out of a room.
You're nuts.
As long as it's under a certain time, I think it would be okay. Like under 10 seconds hovering, fine. Over 10 seconds, it's a safety hazard.
See, it's not my problem. It's just you and your OCD. If the door's open, you freak out. It's
not
me.
What if I propped it open with a chair?
No, the door is fine the way it is. But what I would prefer, Randy, when this segment is over, and by the way, buddy, she's sliding into home. You just shut that door behind you. And don't hang in it like you did about 3 minutes ago. You hung in that doorway.
All right, now here's what I used to do. I used to close the door and stand in front of the door,
and
that made
worse.
You even more pissed.
And you stop in corridors too. In hallways, you stop. Boom, rock,
that's like
boulder.
A,
boom, stop.
Yeah.
And I'm walking.
If I have to move, I can move.
It's like a tractor trailer just coming to a dead stop on a freeway.
You should keep moving. Keep moving. If there's a fire, if there's an earthquake, I got to get out of here.
I don't think you'd have any problems getting out of here, though. Buddy.
Well, I want to make sure that I don't have to push his carcass out of an effing doorway to get out of here when the building starts rattling.
You're an effing nut, Brian.
That's right. Calling the kettle black.
All right. F you guys. I'm out.
That's a huge bitch.
You forgot your card.
Hey!
The
you
whole
know what?
Reason.
I'm gonna take that gift certificate back unless
he's blocking the. Get her!
You know, I've been trying to shove that card in his hand all night long. He keeps putting it down. I don't understand. I'm trying to give him a gift certificate. He doesn't want it.
He's a lunatic.
He's crazy. And he's crazy.
All right, 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Good idea right now is to go to conwayandwhitman.com and vote in our online poll, conwayandwhitman.com. The question there, let me go, you know what?
What is the question?
I should, you know what, if I'm instructing the audience or at least asking them to go to conwayandwhitman.com, don't you think?
You should know where you're sending them.
Well, don't you think I should go to Conway?
The question today is a real insightful one, by the way. All right.
Hey, Jerry, I have a good idea. Tomorrow don't come in, and Friday don't come in.
Aww.
What?
And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of the next week, go to Hawaii, and then go to Disney World.
Why are you turning on me?
The week after that.
What did I do?
And then go to, you know, you should go to Europe. Have you been to Europe?
I'm going to Israel.
Yeah,
Let's go to Israel.
You should go to Pakistan, actually.
Baruch
go to Pakistan. It's a real safe place. Mm. I'd like to book you into the Pakistan Marriott for 3 weeks.
Do you know that I flew Air Pakistan?
No. Was that a nice flight?
No.
Why? Somebody give me
crazy. Right. There was like condensation on the ceiling, and when we took off, droplets fell on people's heads. And it was like yellow condensation. And I looked up and I'm like, ew.
There's
I
condensation.
I wish I were black, and I wish I were a man, and I wish I had a penis.
All right, Sammy. Yellow condensation dripping from the ceiling of the aircraft?
Of Air Pakistan. Why did God give you guys the penis?
This is why I am a hermit and stay in the house. This is why I haven't been to LAX. Even when people ask me to pick them up, I don't.
Because, so if I asked you, with the very close relationship that you and I have,
You know what I would do?
You'd send a taxi for me.
I would send a car for you.
Oh, even better. Yep. A big car or a town car?
A sedan. Take it easy, sweetheart. Depending upon our relationship now, and speaking of our relationship, that is the basis of the question online at conwayandwhitman.com.
What?
Go to conwayandwhitman.com, click down, just to the right side of the tummy test, and you want to watch that video. That's when Gina Grad rubs our tummies. Oh, I love that.
Oh, night. Isn't she blindfolded, and she's supposed to figure out whose gut is whose?
She wasn't blindfolded. She had a paper bag over her head. She looked like Murray Langston, the unknown comic.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Murray's a very funny guy, actually. Yeah. He's a very funny guy. I could tell you some of his jokes, but I would have to describe them, do the setup.
That's terrible.
Right. So she has the bag, and she does the...
And the little rubbing. Whose Buddha belly was whose?
Whose Buddha belly was whose? Oh, no, well, actually, she confused Tim and me. Turn her microphone on.
Jerry and Randy, but I mixed up Tim and Brian.
Right, because Tim and I both have hair on our stomachs and chests.
Let's just say Tim was trying to trick me.
Oh, he was. Why, he pushed it out?
He was a little distended.
But you enjoyed it. You were hot for the hair.
I can't wait for the sequel.
Now, Randy Wang.
That's when you guys bend over.
Randy Wang was easy because you touched his cans and you knew either that's. You figured either Sam is in here or that's Randy Wang, right?
No, they. I actually terrible. Thought that was going to be the next test. We did talk about that.
Yeah, we did talk about doing that.
The
man boobs?
Booby test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell you, man.
I'd love to feel all of your breasts.
The nip flick? All right, here's the question. It's immediately to the right of the tummy test at conwayandwhitman.com. The question is, because there have been more emails about this single issue in the last 3 years.
Really?
Well, it's one of the top five, I think, subjects.
And you're just making a question out of it now?
Well, you're here.
Oh, it's about me?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Do you think Brian Whitman, yours truly, and Sam Phillips have banged in the past?
Ooh.
The first option is sure.
Sure.
Right. Or no effing way, man.
There's only two choices?
Well, it's one or the other, isn't it, baby?
Well, I mean...
Baby?
You're not going to give them a choice of what sexual things we could have done? Your hair looks great.
Hey!
Look at you, babe.
Do you think Brian Whitman and Sam Phillips have banged in the past?
Ooh.
A, sure.
Sure.
B, no effing way. Go on there and vote, and we'll reveal.
All.
Before 11 o'clock.
Or some of it, anyway.
I think all.
Really? Should we really divulge? Yeah. Big wiener.
Hey, not yet. Sam, not yet. I want to make that part of the big payoff at the end. All right? Just take it easy, man.
I let the cat out of the bag.
Nah, come on. No. So go on there and vote.
Wow.
All right.
Now, I wish I were black. Big wiener. Wow. Okay. God. That's awfully confusing when I speak to myself.
I'm sorry. What is that, Gina Grad? Did you have something to say about this?
No, I was just stunned by Sam's admission.
Right. And did you vote?
I did.
Okay, don't tell us you vote, please, and then we'll like to know.
No, really? Do you get a lot of emails about this?
Yes, because it's been mentioned on the air many times. You get calls about it on your show.
I was just going to say, I do get calls on The Single Life on Saturday nights, 9 to 11 p.m. right here on 97.1. And whenever anybody ever brings up Conway and Whitman, they always bring up Whitman and me, thinking that you and I have had sexual relations.
I have had sexual relations with that woman.
So we'll do that online. Do you think yours truly, the king of the damaged, Brian Whitman, and slamming Sammy Phillips, man, have banged in the past? Sure. Or no effing way?
I still think that you can pick a sex act. Within reason.
I am very...
gassy.
I'm gassy.
Why are you so gassy?
I have no idea. I want to thank the people from the... Jerry, where's the coffee shop? Who are these people who sent this to me?
It was Express Coffee or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. They sent me a... this audience is very generous. When they find out that I have a collection or admiration for something, whether it be...
You collect that?
No. No.
It's probably worth something, too, by the way.
Everybody. You
know, holy...
I collect mugs. So, for example, at the Commerce Casino... Right, so, some things you wish you knew about me.
Yeah. I thought I knew it all.
I collect mugs. So, like, a dude comes up to me, brings me, works at Fox Sports West or Fox Sports Net or whatever, brings me a great Fox mug at Commerce Casino. And I have mentioned on the air my love of Barry Manilow, and I've been sent by the fine folks at this establishment a Barry Manilow LP. I mean, a phonograph record. And, Sam, please. It's a phonograph record. It's got Barry Manilow's picture on it. I don't know if you find him appealing or, but
sure.
Or captivating or something. Sam, I think you got to clear your throat, sweetie. I think
big wiener.
You're in a low register, okay?
Sure.
All right. Very good. Anyway, I want to thank the nice folks here who sent me an LP. I do have a record player, and on this Barry Manilow album...
Nobody. Do you have a collection of Barry Manilow records?
Music, CDs. I don't have any LPs.
Ooh.
So this is great. It's got...
That's very vintage 70s.
Yeah.
His hairstyle. Look
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. Somebody said it earlier and is right. Says it looks like Clay Aiken, which is true.
I mean, oh, that's...
There's a whole Clay Aiken thing going on there, don't you think?
Very similar. Yeah. Hmm. And look at that package.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you, Sam. And oh wait, hold on a second. Just let the man do his thing.
There you are, looking just the same as you did last time I touched you.
Woo! Barry!
Here I am.
That's what I do at the concert.
Come on, man, you're gay. Dude, you're gay.
Do you love him as much as I love her?
I can't believe you know the
will
words.
That love be strong?
I'm a huge fan.
When old feelings start to stir.
I have to stand.
Oh, boy.
Looks like we made it. Left each other on the way to another love.
Is this our theme song?
Bum, bum. Looks like we made it. Oh, I thought so till today. Until you were there, everywhere. And all I could taste was love the way we made it.
Yourself out.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Wow.
Yeah, that,
you really get into that.
There are a few I know, actually. If you have anything else, you know, you can challenge me, Jerry, if you want to challenge.
Really?
There's actually only one Barry Manilow song in the vault, so I don't have any more.
No,
are you as up on Neil Diamond as you are?
I love Neil Diamond. I've seen him in concert. Do you have any Neil Diamond?
I think I got a couple of those.
Really? Do you have Sweet Caroline? How about September Morn? I'll cry.
How about Neil Sedaka?
What do you think? I'm gay? Oh, this is You Don't Bring Me Flowers. Gina, you
another theme song that I have for you, Brian Whitman.
Quiet.
When was the last time you brought me flowers? You
don't bring me flowers. Gina, do this part.
You don't sing me a song.
Hardly talk to me anymore. When I come through the door at the end of the day.
I remember when.
Biatch!
You couldn't wait to love me. You used to hate to leave me.
Mama!
Now after loving me late night.
What a pretty voice.
It's good for you. Feeling all right.
Well, you just roll over and turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
That Gina Grad's got a gorgeous voice.
I don't.
Oh, not a hit. Stumped you.
Come back again.
Oh.
Not a hit?
Oh.
Wow.
What is it? It's,
I want you to stay the
heart light.
Turn on your heart light. What, do you have Sweet Caroline?
No. What, that one's not in here, actually.
What else do you have? Sometimes
the world I feel like
the only other one I have is called Brother's Love.
I don't know that.
It's just like you've walked into the living room and it's Christmas morn.
Yeah.
You're like a little kid, just looking at all the presents in front of you. Look at you, you're so excited.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you this pepped up in a while.
I'll be at the Cinegrill on Friday. Just come and see me. I have two shows, one at 10:30, the other at 12:30. Check out the Midnight Show. You'll enjoy yourself a little
more. Wow.
Again.
I still feel the words that he might say.
Here we go. Come on. Oh, turn on your hot light.
Come on.
Let it shine wherever you go.
Come on.
Let it make a happy glow for all the world to see.
Come on.
Turn on your hot light in the middle of a young boy's dream. Don't wake me up too soon.
Come on.
All right.
This is like scaryoki.
No, what this is my childhood. My mom used to play aww these records, you know, and my mom would, she loved Neil Diamond. She saw him in concert many times with my dad, and she'd play Barry Manilow, and I would hear it in the car, you know. So on this, forget it. People, it's
do you like the Bay City Rollers?
I'm not familiar really. They have one hit. What's their hit? That big hit? They had one hit.
Jerry Wachowski, Bay City Rollers. Got any of that in the audio vault?
I don't think I know. They're...
They wore very tight pants.
Well, Weekend in New England is the best Barry Manilow song. And Mandy, of course.
Oh, of course.
I had a breath after that.
Yeah, you know, you really
what people don't know is
belted it out.
I was singing that Neil Diamond. I went to the bathroom three times.
Really? Yeah, in your pants?
It's, all right, Sammy. It's 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Aren't you glad it's all over?
2007?
No, just... All of the Christmas and the New Year's.
Are the festivities.
And the going to the mall and the schlepping with your wife and the wrapping of the effing gifts and the...
That's fine.
And going to the parties and going to the office party. Honest to God, I said to Tim Conway Jr., my on-air partner, my dear friend, about a month and a half ago, I said, buddy, if I could close my eyes and wake up and it would be January 2nd, I'd be thrilled. And you know what?
How you doing?
Hi, buddy. It is January 2nd, and it's all over. And those of us, you know, who get depressed at Christmas and New Year's, it's all over. It's back to work. It's like life back to normal.
A huge weight has been lifted off your back.
Yes. You can get business done. You can go to a store. It will be open and not locked, and you can't get in. Restaurants are open. You can go get food. It's like the—
You're making it sound like it's such an inconvenience, these holidays.
They're just so— present. They're so present.
And well, because they just happened.
No. I mean they're heavy. They're burdensome. They're on you. They're on top of you. You can't get out from underneath them. And I'm I'm glad it's over and we're just back to life, back to normal life, back to the world. Aren't you glad we're here? 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. All we have to wait now is another 11 months before you see, you know, garland and Christmas
I'm
trees.
I'm still in the spirit. My tree is still up. I was baking pot items just yesterday.
Well, but that you do that all year long.
Yeah, that's true.
I still have a Christmas tree up, which I have to take down, and that'll be sad, I guess. But aren't you glad it's over? Aren't you glad we're done,
no.
gang? No. I mean, everybody's back from vacation, with the exception of Tim, and because he's, you know, he's like David Letterman with his vacation.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad it's over? And we're back to life. Everybody just get back to doing what we do here. Come on, Batman.
What is it that you look forward to doing, Brian Whitman, now that it's all over? Just curious.
Being depressed. 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Aren't you glad the holidays are over with? Isn't enough? Isn't enough enough?
I wish they were still continuing on.
Oh, bye-bye. It's Conway and Whitman. We are live on 97.1, the FM talk station.